What is TikTok and how did this app gross over 100 million downloads all over the world? One of the biggest social media platforms all over the world. And it has a combined download of iOS and Android together and it still has as much. It's spectacular. But today we'll find out why TikTok is so popular and what brings the tick to the talk. TikTok is a Chinese video sharing social network service owned by ByteDance. It was used to create short dance, lip syncs, comedy, and talent videos. But before I get any farther, I'm going to say that I am going to be butchering some of the names. And some of these names are, a lot of the names are Asian. So I am going to be butchering a few of them. But I just want to put that out there before we continue. Before it was TikTok, it was Musical.ly. It was established April in 2014 by Alex Zoom and Lula Yang. It was formerly known as Musical.ly, and it lasted till April 2014 to November 2017, until it was bought out by ByteDance by the founder Zhang Yaomin. Now, the reason that you're all here to find out why it's so popular, so let's get into it. The reason that it is so popular is that the app has variety, and that can be appealing to all audience, but mostly to teenagers and young adults, and the audience range is around by 14 to 20, that's the analytics says, but obviously there's people that's older than 20, honestly there's people that's younger than 14 on TikTok, but that is the main range of people that use the platform. It also draws attention by having the ability to pass anything. For example, TikTok does comedy, fitness, travel, music, photography, dance, and etc. And man, it's just really an overall platform. You can post anything and do anything on it. Every category gets a huge amount of attention and views. Doesn't matter if you're a fitness TikToker. If you do anything, it will get a huge amount of views. That everybody can adapt their content into short form videos that range around 15 to 60 seconds. And what that basically means is that these videos, everybody has an audience and everybody wants to see something: comedy, fitness, travel, dance, lip syncing, singing. And it's a 15 to 60 minute. It's 15 to 60. Oh my God. 15 to 60 seconds long video. So obviously people are going to be interested in stuff like that because the platform allows a short period of time and people enjoy stuff like that. For me, I don't mind watching it. It's really funny and really good. But here are some of the biggest stars on TikTok, and here are their followers and all of and followers as time is this recording. But before we get into the followers, let's get into more of the categories. Why is Musical.ly turned to TikTok? What makes these 15 to 60 second videos so popular? What gives them the attention? Now, everybody knows that every TikToker is different, but most on the platform, people watch the dancing and the lip syncing, and people even mimic the dancing. Back in the Musical.ly days, everybody just lip synced and moved their hands and gestures. But now TikTok, everybody's doing dances, comedy, sketches. It's very just entertaining. The reason it's blowing up so much is in the modern times, it just look everybody wants to do something so relevant and so up to date. And TikTok has really given us a platform to see how the new generation is adapting to everything. And I really feel that TikTok is just like Vine, but it's just with more option, more it has more to offer to all audiences. And since that TikTok is a range from a 14 to 20 year old like demographic in age, it really shows that the young people are the future, and since we're young and the age, it really shows how people can adapt to this platform. Now that I'm done trying to give you numbers, let's get into these followers, the biggest people on the platform, and why are they so big and why they're so popular. So at time of this recording, these are the people followers, and these are the biggest people from what I did my research so far. So at number 5 is Addison Rae. I need a bad, yeah, that one. Addison Rae, at 27.8 million followers. And she is 19 years old and got famous after joining TikTok in the summer of 2019 and is still a member of the Hype House and is known for her dancing and lip syncing. Addison Rae blew up because of her mom and her doing a dance. And after that, she became high and high. And after she joined the Hype House, her platform blew up. So, next at number five is Baby Ariel at 31.3 million followers, and she's actually an OG. She's been here since the Musical.ly days, and she was actually the biggest person on Musical.ly when Musical.ly was still here. She hit about 20 million followers at her Musical.ly days, but Baby Ariel is, I think she's around 18, 19 now, and she has done definitely other things. I think she has done music, and I know she has done acting. She was just in Zombies 2, so she's definitely expanding her horizon and doing other things and using her platform to create more and more. Next at number three, I'm not butchering this name. Reza Athen is 16 and going viral on TikTok. He's one of the India's biggest TikTok star. So this is what I mean when TikTok is international. People all over the world use TikTok, and he is the number three biggest TikToker ever, the most followers. So it makes sense that it's a wide platform, and it's not just American people, it's people outside the country. But at number two, she's actually one of my favorite TikTokers, Lauren Gray, and she was also an OG as well from the Musical.ly days, and she was only 13 when she started Musical.ly, so she's been here for years. And Lauren Gray is 17, but on April 19th is her birthday, so she actually is going to be 18, but she's been on Musical.ly, Musical.ly and TikTok for about 7, 8 years now. So she's been here forever. And Lauren Gray definitely is an OG and became one of the biggest TikTokers. She was one of the biggest TikTokers, but somebody took her over, but we don't know who that is. She's coming up. She really has done a lot in her career. She was nominated. She had nominees at the Teen Choice Awards. The Teen Choice Awards and People Choice Award for what she has done on social media. So she got nominated for these awards for Teen Choice and People Choice for her work on social media because of her big platform, and even on Instagram. She's about to hit around 20 million Instagram. So sis has about half of her followers going from TikTok to Instagram. So she's a very, very big person right now. One of the biggest. Plus, she has many, she's very consistent in both her platforms, so she has a lot of followers. And she has done for what she's done. But as of now, she is just signed to Virgin Records and is making music. So she signed to Virgin Records about 2019, I want to say mid-2019, like late summer, midsummer, early summer, midsummer. I want to say that she, I don't even know. I don't got the facts on that because this wasn't about them, but I put them in here. But she just signed a rich record. She's actually making music. The first time I saw Lauren Gray music was for Harvey's personal video, Don't Take It Personal. So that's definitely, I see why she did that. So yes, but that is Lauren Gray. And at number one, TikToker, you guessed it, Charli D'Amelio. Now, I have to be honest with y'all. I didn't know what TikTok was until about 2 months ago. And my friends always talking about Mateo, Alejandro, Charli. I was like, who are these people? Like, I don't know who none of these people are. And my cousin literally told me I'm living under a rock if you don't know TikTok and who Charli is. And I'm just like, yeah. But now I know about all this, but I still don't know half of these TikTokers. I don't know most of these dance, and I have TikTok now, but what can I say? I'm still living under a rock, but Charli has about 42.8 million at the time of this recording and made her TikTok around June 2019. She's 15 years old, same age as me. And with all that success you guys have known, with all that success, not a lot of people know a lot about her. So I'm not going to get into it. Let's just say that dance that made her famous is not really her truth. You didn't make it, you know, but you didn't make it. But I still got love for everybody and Charlie too. But for her to just speak the truth would have been okay. But you still would have to go all the. You still would have. The thing about it is, I understand that she did not make the dance. She blew up from making the running. From not making, but doing the running dance. And she didn't even tag the girl that made it. But the girl got her clout. The girl went on Ellen. And the girl got on New York Times, everything. So the girl got her thing. But I'm just saying, on Charlie's post, she says she doesn't get the hype either. And I don't dislike her. I don't even matter. Like, girl, do your thing. Get your money. Get your bag. It's just that, a tag would have been nice. And she's my age. So I understand if she. This thing got to her head and she forgot all about it. But at the same time, you became one of the biggest TikTokers from stealing somebody's dance. But what can you say? She has became her own and shaped her own mold and made her own thing. And at the end of the day, the girl got her recognition, but she should have got it way sooner. And you never know. Charlie probably still would have got all the hype anyway, cause the girl made the dance, and the girl didn't get that much hype. But when Charlie did it, Charlie got, excuse me, got so much more hype than her. Even if she didn't tag her, and if she did tag her, the girl probably would have got a couple more followers, definitely. But Charlie still got the hype, and this is gonna be a whole other topic for another video. But let's just say TikTok is not the nicest. TikTok is not the nicest to all. They want to push who they want to push, and that's what I'm going to say. But Charlie and the girl that made the Renegade Dance, I forgot her name, but the girl that made the Renegade Dance, it ain't hit for me. You gave her love and hype and all that, and she got her time. When she went on Ellen, everybody wants to give her her dance, but trust and believe, I ain't slow. But that's all I have to say for today. Why is TikTok so popular? Hopefully this guy give you more insider. Now, TikTok is so popular just because of the variety it has, different platforms and the age and the demographic of people that use it. And everybody knows that teenagers and young adults are people that made social media, people that love social media, and were on social media the most. So it makes sense that this platform has grown to be one of the biggest platforms of our time. So thank you so much for watching this video. Don't forget to subscribe and like if you want to. I don't control you. Link down below to my Insta, my Snap, all that, even my TikTok. And you guys have a great day. Bye-bye.